Here at Farm Progress Show, Steve, what are some of the things that you want farmers who are attending to know about what ASA is doing?
Well, we want the American farmer to know that ASA is working on their behalf in Washington, D.C. We're working in not only domestic policy areas that concern them and their profitability, but we're also working in the international policy area for exports, which is a big part of the soybean industry. And the other one other thing that has a big impact on us is the regulatory arena, which isn't necessarily policy all the time, but it's regulations written by EPA or enforced by EPA. And that has a direct impact on soybean producers and presents hurdles for us at times, but good policy can create opportunities for us also. And that's why the American Soybean Association is here.
I want to talk a little bit more about the regulation, because that regulatory environment seems to be more central of a concern to farmers, whether they are soybean farmers or corn or cattle right now, than I remember it ever being in the past.
Well, I think it's a concern across the board for agriculture. Whether it's more or less than in the past, I'm not sure. It seems like it is more with the soybean industry and our biotechnology events that we have, the traits that are being developed. Our main concern is the approval system within the U.S. It takes about 4 years now to get a new trait, biotech trait, approved in the United States. When we first started about 20 years ago with approvals, it was about 18 months. So we've more than doubled that time frame. And then any new trait that's developed has to be approved in the United States for production. And we also need global approvals in the countries that we're going to export into. And some of those don't start until the approvals are made in the United States. For example, if it's taken 4 years in the U.S. and it's going to take a year and a half or 2 years in the following country, you're looking at 6 years just to get through the approval process. And at this point in time, we have more than 15 years of production of biotech traits. They're grown in 29 countries on 366 million acres. And we've fed billions and billions of people and livestock that has consumed these grains, and they've been fed to people with no incidence of anything. So why do we have to continue to go through the long process of the regulatory, and maybe even at this point in time EPA is trying to expand their role and duplicate some of the approval process that the USDA is currently doing? So it's really it's unbelievable that we're looking at trying to extend this process longer and duplicate steps within the approvals. It isn't necessary. We have a long track record of success. And another interesting thing about biotech, at least to me, is out of the about 15 million farmers, is about 90% of those are in low income areas and low production areas of the world. So we're having those traits are having a direct impact to people that really need it. Higher yield and less cost. And that resonates to the small acres producer or to the larger producers.
What sort of call to action would you have for soybean farmers out there, whether they're members of ASA or not, to help in this fight?
Well, first of all, we'd like to have everybody in concern, a member of the American Soybean Association. I think we need to make contacts with our regional EPA offices and the people that are on the grounds and our state environmental departments. ASA has had a biotech working group. We're starting our fifth year on that. We've been very proactive with the approval system here in the United States and overseas. And I think that's a joint effort of the industry, and includes producers along the way.
So, do you feel that your voice, the united voice from ASA, is being heard in Washington, D.C.?
Yeah, I think we are being heard. We have excellent contacts within the Congress, the House, and the Senate. We have contacts within USDA and we get to meet with those leaders, and they listen to us, and we have good discussion, and we work as much as possible with them. So yeah, I think we are heard, and that's part of the process. You have to be at the table, and you have to be in the room in the discussion. And the American Soybean Association is definitely in the room and in the discussion.
Real quickly, if that's possible, I'm not sure that it is, but to just touch on, you know, that 2012 Farm Bill, where is ASA on that?
Well, the American Soybean Association started our Farm Bill Working Group in 2010, so we've been working on strategies for the Farm Bill. Obviously, we're looking at spending cuts, deficit reduction, and the American Soybean Association has been early on has said that agriculture is willing to do our fair share in helping reduce spending. And that's been a coordinated effort from not only soybeans but corn and sorghum and wheat. So I think agriculture is prepared to do our part. We think that it needs to be a broad spectrum, big picture look as they look at deficit and spending cuts. All mandatory spending, all discretionary spending needs to be on the table. It needs to be a shared effort from all areas of the budget.